Welcome to Meet the People of MCB with Beverly Cascaden and Chip Haley, sponsored by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Let's get to it with this week's interview.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. And thanks so much for listening to this week's Meet the People of MCB. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Beverly Cascaden.
How are you doing, Miss Bev?
I'm doing great. Great. Got some rain today and watered my flowers, and now ready for Meet the People.
All right. So you've been able to stay cool and not spend too much time out in the heat?
Yes. And I think of those who don't have air conditioning and would love to share some space with them. And it's concerning, about those who don't.
You bet. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a guest today that I know Bev and I both are very much looking forward to interviewing. So we're going to bring this individual on. Melvin Smith, how are you doing? And welcome to Meet the People of MCB.
Well, I'm doing well, and thank you very kindly for choosing me this month to be the person for Meet the People.
All right. Well, Melvin, like we said before we began the recording, we'd like to start off talking about your vision loss. So why don't you share with us the cause or result of your vision loss?
Macular degeneration with a hint of retinitis pigmentosa, better known as RP. Hereditary, but the doctors think it jumped a generation because all my sisters and brother can see just fine. And I had 20/20 with this disease, so I was 14. Then I lost my vision totally. It took about 2 weeks.
Wow.
Back in 1978.
Wow. Yeah. My. So how was it for you when you actually began losing your vision? It was, I guess, started out as a slow process, and then all of a sudden it just went, boom, it was gone. So how was that for you as a challenge adopting to your vision loss?
I'll tell you, with 20/20 with glasses, and then it went so fast, I lost some of my friends I had and developed new ones, and it was a struggle. My mom said I was a little bit of a booger for a while because not driving mini bikes anymore and running around, totally different aspects, everything, A to Z. It took me a while, but the schools were accommodating back in the 70s, and they gave me the equipment I needed, and it was a struggle, but it worked out well.
Okay, yeah. I can identify with your losing friends. Some of my closest friends that I grew up with all of a sudden were not around anymore after I went totally blind, which is sad. I was still the same person inside. It's just that on the outside, I couldn't see anymore, but I can identify with that. Tell us, Melvin, do you have family, brothers, sisters?
My father passed away back in 99. My mom's still living down in Crane, Missouri, about 40 miles from Springfield. And I have four older sisters and one younger brother, and he lives in Florida, and my four sisters live around Springfield.
Okay. I know exactly where Crane is. You mentioned about 40 miles from Springfield, not too far from Joplin either. So I'm quite familiar with Crane. You're right. Moving right along here. So, Melvin, what's your educational background like?
Well, I graduated from high school in 82, and that's as high as my education went. Never went to college. And then I found employment when I was 21 and moved to Kansas City.
And I know that you've been employed with Alpha Point for how many years?
September 4th would be 38.
I was going to say, that's a, that is a long time. Yeah.
I'm the second longest one there. Richard Hymer has been here about 50-ish.
Wow.
And I'm number two in the totem pole. I've been here forever.
Yeah.
I must like my job.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, yeah. So what is it exactly that you do there at Alpha Point?
I'm the receptionist for Alpha Point. I help with community relations, and off and on, I help with a little bit of fundraising.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That's
fundraising.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. So
I enjoy my job. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you bet. Okay. Well, Bev, I know you've got some questions from Elvin, so I'm just going to pass it right over to you.
I'm biting at the bit. So is it FUND raising or FUN raising, Melvin?
Well, I always put fun in fund. So I enjoy, I like talking to people, and I do that all day long, and talking and smiling and laughing. I do that every day, and that's why I kind of like my job. I get to meet all types of people, and it's good times.
Oh, good, good. And I'm going to go back a little bit to school. Where did you go to school?
It's Hillcrest in Springfield, Missouri. I'm a Hornet, which is one of the high schools on the north part of town.
I'm real familiar with that high school as well. Go ahead, Beth.
What was your mascot, Chip?
Well, actually, I went to Memorial here in Joplin, but I remember I lived in Springfield for a time. It was a junior high school called Jarrett. I don't know if you remember Jarrett there. My sister went to Parkview, but yeah.
Governor Ashcroft, I believe, graduated from Hillcrest.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Now, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, our mascot was Eagles. We were the Memorial Eagles.
Oh, that's impressive. My ex-husband, his mascot was a rock. Rock Island, Illinois. And I always teased him, you were a rock?
my Aunt Barbara, she was a teacher at Kickapoo, and she had Brad Pitt in her class.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I remember
a long time.
Yeah, that does. The Kickapoo Chiefs. Yeah.
is that a Indian tribe, Kickapoo? It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, so did you, Melvin, then end up going to school for the blind or just made it through public school with assistance and did they adapt easily for you?
I was the first person in Hillcrest back in 78, 79 that was blind, so we had a lot of meetings, and the school board came over, and my counselor and my parents, and they didn't know what to do at first, and finally the Bureau for the Blind and me and Springfield Service Club back then, we all kind of got involved, and I got the equipment, and it was a little bit of a struggle, but I graduated back in 82, and then I had to find work, and the Bureau for the Blind, which is now Rehab Services, I had a counselor named Don Fordyce, and he told me about Kansas City Association for the Blind in Kansas City, which is now an Alpha Point, and I talked to Richard Knight, my counselor drove me up here, and it all worked out well, and I never turned back.
Don Fordyce was also my counselor at one time, too, so there's another commonality that we have. Go ahead, Bev.
Wow.
Well, you know, I'm telling the truth then, right, Chip?
Yep, that's right.
So I take it you were determined, Melvin.
I was determined. My mom and dad would let me sit at home till I was 30 if I wanted to, but that's not me. I had to do something and, you know, start out in the world and find a job and a house. And, yeah, I was determined. I wanted to get out and make something of myself.
Don't you think that's a lot of it too, is your attitude towards adapting and adjusting to your vision loss and not just sitting around, because we've got things to take care of and do and make our mark in the world. And I could see you doing that.
Well, you're right, because I don't know. I would hate just sitting around, and I wanted to buy a house and meet people and start doing things. And I'm very happy with how everything turned out right now.
Great. Now, I have heard you talk about a little bit about your gardens. And I was so impressed, all these flowers and gardens that you have. Can you tell us about how you do that? And it's got to be so fragrant in your backyard.
Yeah, I have some jasmines, corianders, gardenias.
Oh.
Roses and forsythias and Korean spices. Yeah, I do enjoy feeling and smelling them and taking care of them, mulching them. And I just came in watering. It's 102 degrees today. My water bill is going to be so high, it ain't going to be funny. And snapdragons. And oh, yeah, I have probably 40 bushes, a couple hundred flowers. I have a lot of stuff around my house.
Maybe you should have taken on a second part-time job at a flower shop or something, Melvin. I know you mentioned how fun it is working at Alpha Point, but maybe you should have taken on a second part-time job at a flower shop too. So
suburban lawn and landscape. Yeah, when I retire.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. What about lamb's ear? I like the lamb's ear because of the texture and how soft, and it reminds you of a lamb's ear, but if you're not careful, it will take over.
Oh yeah. And I got great big old almost purple elephant ears and some good stuff.
Yeah. Yep. And another area is guide dogs. And I know you've had a guide dog. I'm assuming you still do. Can you tell us about going off to guide dog school and how, what that did to impact your life?
Yeah, back in 2005, I got my first guide dog, Julius. Guide dogs for the blind. They have two campuses, one in San Rafael, California, one in Boren, Oregon. So back in 2005, I was using a cane, and with the skinny sidewalks around Kansas City, if you're not totally on your game, paying attention, focusing, it's easy to slip up the sidewalk if you're talking on the phone or laughing at somebody. It's constant vigilance.
Yes.
And with a cane, it's a little bit slower. You have to really pay attention. But I was very proficient with a cane. And I tell people I have 360-degree hearing. I'm always listening all around me. I get a mental map of the areas. And after the guide dog school found out I was very good with a cane, they said, well, yeah, you're a great candidate for a guide dog. So the interview process, they come out to the house, you fill out applications, medical histories. Then they have a committee at the school that looks at all the paperwork, evaluates it, and they figure out if you're a good candidate. And if you are, they have a class date. You go up to school for 2 weeks, figure out how to use the dog, the hand gestures, the footwork, how to feed, how to water, how to pick up, how to care for. It's a process. These dogs are over $100,000, so they got to make sure that you're going to take care of that dog like you should.
Yes, yes. And I bet it made a big difference in your life too. And don't you notice that a lot of people are attracted and want to talk to the dog?
Oh yeah, I was at the mall off and on, and my dog's being sluggish, and I stopped and saw a little girl about 2 foot tall with her hand on my dog when he's trying to guide me.
Oh,
yeah, things is cute, funny. Of course, I wasn't upset, but yeah, people always want to talk and dog. And you go to a restaurant, and somebody wanted to buy my dog a steak, and not me. That was kind of funny.
Oh my gosh!
I'll take a bone-in ribeye.
Yeah, that's a great way. Again, meet the people. We're using that phrase a lot tonight, and that's what we're about here. Chip, you want to take over?
Yeah, thanks. So, Melvin, was it at Alpha Point? Is that where you and Shirley first met? Or talk to us a little bit how you and Shirley came together.
Oh, yes. What was that? About 1986. Is that Alpha Point? I was sitting next to her doing some type of packing of some pins for the IRS. It was getting close to the end of the day, and she was about ready to get her purse and stuff together, and she had some concert tickets for Kenny Rogers back in '87.
Yeah,
and
wow.
Somebody took her purse off the chair, stole it. And I found it in the men's bathroom in the trash can.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I gave her back the purse, and then I don't know what was all out of it. But that's how we kind of met, and ever since then, we talking, laughing. I invited her out one time for dinner to Hereford House, and ever since then, it kind of worked out. We've been together for 36 years, and
wow.
Until that lovely lady passed away in January this year.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, what an awesome place to take her for dinner. Many of us have been there, the Hereford House, you know, when we've had our state conventions there in Kansas City. So commend you on picking a great place to take her first time to dinner. So, yeah, really good. Great. So.
Oh, yeah, sure. Right. I sure did enjoy that filet mignon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So before it actually was Alpha Point, at what point did they change their name? What was it previously before they actually changed the name to Alpha Point?
Kansas City Association for the Blind, and because of marketing purposes, and it's easier to remember, and they kind of wanted to get away from Association for the Blind. They had a company help them find a name and research it. And in 1993, it was called Alpha Point with an E on the end of point.
Yeah, yeah.
And we started the plastics division also.
Yeah, yeah, yep. I remember when I was president back in 2000 to 2004, I came up to Kansas City. You guys were breaking ground. At that time, is that when you built a new facility?
Yeah, we moved in approximately January of 2002. The old Fairyland Park at 75th and Prospect. We had like 30-some acres. We sold some to the KCATA bus depot and also the police station. We probably got 20, 22 acres left at our facility currently.
Yeah. So what, and I know Alpha Point has really grown over the years and has started offering some new services that maybe they didn't offer way back there then. What kind of services and programs does Alpha Point actually provide?
Right now, one of the big ones is we have an optometrist, so we do low vision evaluations. We have occupational therapists come to your house for newly blind or seniors that need a little bit more care, or how to mark microwaves and ovens. low vision aides. They come to your house and show you what they have and how to use it. We teach people how to use canes, computers, activities of daily living. We have a huge manufacturing facility, all different types of pens for the IRS, government. We do tape. We do all types of plastic bottles, urine analysis, prescription bottles for the VA. I believe last year, I may be wrong, but I'm thinking we made around $75 to $80 million last year.
Wow.
And we also have a location in Queens, New York. We have over 400 employees, so Alpha Point's doing pretty well.
Yeah, and it's not just a Kansas City facility, because I know you guys attract folks from all across the state to come over to get training for employment, and I know some of them have been quite successful in doing that. Isn't that correct?
Yes, and also another big thing we do is a call center. People work from home, and also they come into Alpha Point for different functions on phones with credit card payments, and they're listening to president's phone calls, guarded exchange. So they do a lot of phone work as well at Alpha Point. It's a big process.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, Melvin, that the call centers have been a great opportunity for the blind visually impaired. So that's been going on now for a few years, but that's just such a tremendous employment opportunity for a lot of folks.
They keep adding more responsibilities on us. We keep getting more employees for it, so it's working well.
Yeah, that's great. Great.
We have one more. I forgot to talk about Rightfully Sewn. One of our newest partners is a sewing. Now we do, we sew tourniquets. We have a big contract, and we sew tourniquets for the military. It goes in a kit for all the soldiers. Mm-hmm. And we're doing shirts, and we did dresses in the past. So our Rightfully Sewn, we have 20 to 30 employees. They're sighted because they're using sewing machines, but that's really doing well, and just another avenue. We're hiring some people from other countries to help us in the sewing department. So we're trying to, help blind people, help people from other countries, help seniors. So we're kind of doing all the different gambits.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Melvin, what's the name of your current dog?
Mercedes. I had Julius and Skylar, now Mercedes. She's a golden retriever, about 59 pounds. Soft as a cotton ball and sharp as a tack.
Oh, I love those golden retrievers. Yeah, they are really nice.
Oh, she has a great memory. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So you, while working at Alpha Point, you meet Shirley. Was it through Shirley that you started to get involved with the Missouri Council of the Blind? Or talk to us about that. How did you actually begin getting involved with MCB?
Yes, I was with Shirley a couple of times, and she was getting phone calls. Because back in the 80s, she knew everything about the Missouri Council, and she was on committees and vice president and chairmen. And I kept hearing her talk about it, and she invited me one time to go to one of the local meetings, and I kind of fell in love with the Missouri Council, and I went to my first National American Council of the Blind convention in 87 in California. So I've been going since 87 to the national organization.
Wow. Okay.
I'm getting old, Chip.
We all are. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know back there then, when I was president between 2000 and 2004, you were also membership chair for MCB.
Oh, yeah. You were gracious enough to ask me to do that. And it was a good responsibility. I learned a lot, and I did enjoy doing literature and talking to affiliates and helping grow the Missouri Council. Back then, it was you got my feet wet and you helped me in that area. So I wanted to thank you again for giving me the opportunity to start my way in the Missouri Council.
Oh, you bet. Yeah. And on the national level, one of the big things that I know you really enjoy doing and is getting involved with the walk. So talk to us about and you always do a great job representing MCB with the walk. Can you share with us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Research and Development Committee, RDC, and the walk committee, among two of those the different programs at ACB. And RDC, we work with the legacy, helping people with bequests and talking about ACB, get money for the future of American Council. The WAP committee, last year or this year, we had a little bit over $60,000. Several 20 or more different groups that was walking, and people love it. And I make some bags for giveaways, and people always enjoy these zipper bags. And we put a little print on it, and every year it's a different saying. And important committees for American Council, and I've been doing it for probably close to 8-10 years now, and I enjoy it.
Yeah, you bet. That's really impressive. So, and like I said, you've always done a fabulous job repping MCB.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, Bev, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Oh, I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait because that leads into, I wanted to hear about the ACB convention in Schaumburg, Illinois. I kind of wanted to go because Illinois is my home state. And, oh, gosh, I can't wait to hear from you, Melvin, what all you did in Schaumburg and some of the seminars and speakers and what impressed you with the ACB convention this year.
The exhibit hall is always neat about the different technology and different computers, and everybody always enjoys different type of tech that every year. That's, you know, that's always a highlight. And big thing at ACB this year was, you know, they went to the Washington about the accessible money. We still do not have any accessible money. They talked about maybe 2026, 2028 before we get our first $10 bill that will actually be accessible where we can feel it instead of using a device to tell us what we have. We're so far behind other countries in that area, it's not even really funny.
And that's where they're starting, with the $10 bill, huh?
Yes, with the $10 bill, the Bureau of Engraving was saying that. And also, big thing is that transportation companies like Uber and Lyft, we have lots of problems with the acceptance of guide dogs, even some people with just canes, people being denied rides. So every year we struggle and talk to them and trying to figure out ways and that's the worst thing for blind people in my whole life, and still is transportation. I don't know when it's going to get better.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever been denied a ride because of your guide dog?
Oh, yes. What they've been doing lately, at the last minute, they'll see me with Mercedes, and all of a sudden on my app, driver canceled. Finding you another ride.
Oh, gosh.
And it might take another 10 to 20 minutes. One time it happened 3 times in a row. Probably about two or three times out of 20 it happens to me, which is way too much.
Yes, it is.
My dog's clean. I brush her every day. You know, it is a dog, so hair will come out. You can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, or they say, I'm allergic to dogs. So why are you driving Uber if you're allergic to service animals?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't get mad about it. It's going to happen. I deal with it.
Yeah.
All you can do is report it and try again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what else at the ACB convention that was there any speakers that really impressed you or breakout sessions that you enjoyed or even a tour in that area? I don't know what's around Schaumburg, but
I'm trying to think. My goodness, tours. There was a dinner theater that was kind of fun. Murder mystery where you eat and during the show people running around and you figure out who killed a person and you go through clues and it was a lot of fun. They did a dinner cruise.
Were they good at describing things to you with those with the dinner theater or cruise? Was there a description?
But there was people there, yeah, and it was mainly verbal. The who did it?
Okay.
All talking and laughing, but I didn't get to go on a dinner cruise because it was toward the end of the week, and mm-hmm. I had to go home and get ready for work. So I left on Friday, and dinner cruise was like that Friday night.
Yeah.
I think we had about 550-ish people show up live to the church convention, which is down quite a bit from the past. So it's you know, it's a lot different now since the pandemic happened back in 2020.
Sure is. It sure
next
is.
Year it's going to be in Jacksonville, Florida, and then Dallas.
All right. Yeah, I think I went to one in Jacksonville, Florida. Didn't they have one there? Oh, gosh. 10, 15 years ago?
I believe they have. I tell you, after all these years, they're all running together.
Yeah.
A long time ago, they had one to Riviera in Las Vegas. Now, that hotel's gone.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Bev,
wow.
I think actually the one you might be thinking of was probably closer to 20 years ago.
Oh, well. I'm only 29.
I'd just say 20, 22 years. It's been a while.
Yeah, I went to class reunion and we started talking and I said, oh, my gosh, did that really happen 40 years ago? How old are we?
That's funny.
Oh. Well, what about with, are you a member of AWB?
Yes, I'm currently a member of Allied Workers. And Greg Hollins is the president of our chapter, and he just was the lifetime Missouri council give him the ACB life membership.
What a great honor! Great honor.
It was. He's a great gentleman and does a good job.
Yes. Yeah. Well deserved.
I was a lifetime member last year of ACB.
And again, very well deserved. A lot of people there at ACB knows you too. So
yeah.
That's great. Chip, you have any other questions?
Yeah, a couple of more questions here for you, Melvin.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me say this before I forget it, and then I'll ask my question. You know, even when I was president back in 2004. And now, Melvin, you have, and I got to tell you how much I really appreciate it, that you have always been a big supporter of me. And during the times when I faced some real hard struggles. I knew that you were always there. You had my back. And I can't tell you, I never did tell you how much I really appreciated you supporting me during those real hard times. And but it really helped me keep going. So I do wanted to take time here just to tell you how much I appreciated that.
Well, you're welcome. And you do such good work for organization. And I really believe in what you're doing and talking about and showing people how to do. So you're welcome. And I'm so happy that you're still with the organization and doing well.
Thank you, Melvin. I appreciate it. All right. So I know, Melvin, you and Shirley, Bev was talking about the dinner cruises. I know you and Shirley were big time cruisers yourselves. You guys love to go on cruises. Share with us some of the exciting cruises that you both went on.
We've been on about 10 of them. Our favorite was probably from New Zealand and Australia.
Oh, wow.
We flew to Dallas from Kansas City. 17 and a half hours, 18 hours later, we were in Sydney, Australia.
Oh,
then
wow.
We came a couple days early. Oh, yeah. We paid a little bit extra so we could lay down on the plane instead of sitting erect in a coach. So that was kind of refreshing. When we got off the plane, we actually got to sleep. So when we got there, it was real nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Went on
a
2-week cruise, went to where they filmed the Lord of the Rings. I climbed the Sydney Harbor Bridge. I have a little video on my phone. Almost 1,400 stairs. All types of weird animals. Went to 2 different zoos. And I tell you, it was the smells, that different creatures you hear making noises, the birds, even the rain's different. Everything is so fresh and sensory overload over there. And it was so many memories. I could very easily live over there in New Zealand. It's just gorgeous and fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
We went to the Panama Canal, went through the locks. And that was real neat. Listen to why they built it and the history of it. And Shirley really enjoyed coffee, and we went to some of the coffee plantations. And again, all the fresh air and the waterfalls. Mm-hmm. And that's the first time my guide dog ate a coffee bean. And then every time we went to the store, he wanted to go to that coffee aisle and eat some beans.
Oh, goodness. I got a good friend that's from New Zealand, and she and I visit frequently. She and I both work for a company, out of state company called Vancro. But you know, Melvin, I got to tell you that Australia is a place. Oh, I would love to be able to go and visit, spend some time there. I know it's got to be a really beautiful place. And just you and Shirley have been so fortunate to be able to go and visit some really amazing places. So, but yeah, the country down under, as they call it. So, but yeah, that had to be really exciting for you. Was it, as someone who has a vision loss, and yet you were still able to get so much out of it and so much enjoyment out of it? Because, you know, we hear that a lot. You know, why would a person who is blind or visually impaired want to go on a cruise when you can't see anything? And yet you and Shirley always seem to come back. You could tell it how much you guys thoroughly enjoyed the cruise.
Yeah, we always try to make an effort to smell, touch, taste, listen, all the other senses besides vision. And we made special tours, and we told the tour agents what we wanted to do and why. And that really enhanced our vacations. And even when we went to Aruba, Shirley wanted to go to a butterfly farm. And although we couldn't really, hold a butterfly, you know, they were telling us the different colors, and we could hear some of them moving around, and we're big on that type of stuff. It's just so many memories, and such a gorgeous earth we live in. It's I was fortunate, and I haven't been on a cruise in a couple of years. About time I go back and do it again with Mercedes.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. Well, Melvin, we don't have a whole lot of time left here, but I just have two really quick questions. Number one, what is it about Melvin Smith that really makes you tick? Your personality? You're not really shy or quiet. So how would you describe yourself?
I would describe myself as outgoing, a little bit loud, like to try new things, and I don't like to sit still. I love fresh air, meeting people, and talking. I meet people and make friends easy, and I consider myself kind, and I have a lot of empathy.
Yeah, that's great.
And you know what? I'm going to interject, and I can imagine your family are, they're all very proud of you, Melvin.
Yes, they are. And my sisters, all four of them, and my mom, they always worry about me because, you know, I don't have a family close to where I'm at now. They still worry about me being blind, but they're understanding, you know, sometimes, you know, sight people, blind people, we all have little problems, or, you know, we figure out a way to fix them and remedy them and go on with life.
Yeah.
Good for you.
You bet. And I know, Melvin, you're a big sports fanatic too.
Oh yes, my Kansas City Chiefs and even the Royals, although they're losing so much. You know, I'm not a Fairweather fan. I do enjoy the games. I go to them, and you know, we do have the best quarterback in the league with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, you bet. That's right. That's right. So, Melvin, my last question. Why could you share with us, you know, for someone who may be newly blind or even someone who has been blind for a very long time that has still find it hard to adjust to their blindness, can you share with us some thoughts about encouraging people to meet those challenges, even though whether they're newly blind or have been blind for a long time? What would you like to say to give them words of encouragement?
I would like to tell them, if you're newly blind or you've been blind a while, you know, one of the things that blind people are apprehensive about at the beginning is going out in the big world. You know, they're gonna get lost. How am I gonna get to point A to point B? How am I gonna find a job? That's what I would recommend is, you know, Googling or talking to different people about blindness-related agencies, organizations, getting out and meeting people, and, you know, be like spokes of a wheel. Leave your house or apartment, go a block, you know, learn the area, then branch out further, meet more people. And that's a good way to start. And then pretty soon you'll be like me and nothing will hold you back, and take the bull by the horns.
Excellent. And you'll be cruising.
Yeah, you'll be cruising.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so Melvin, thank you so much for being our guest here today on Meet the People of MCB. It's really been a delight. It's been wonderful. I've learned some things about you that maybe I didn't know previously. So thank you so much for being our guest here today on Meet the People of MCB.
Well, I want to thank you and Bev very much, and I enjoyed it. And I'll do anything you guys would like in the future.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Melvin.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you know someone that you would like for Bev and I to interview here on Meet the People of MCB, you can have them give me a call, Chip Haley, at 417-540-9703.
Or Beverly Cascaden at 636 561-6947.
You never know. You might hear yourself next time right here on Meet the People of MCB. Ladies and gentlemen, have a terrific week, and we look forward to hearing from you right back here next time. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.